Welcome in, everyone, here to another week of Leash on Life here on KJN, when we let you know what's going on at the Atlantic Animal Shelter at 309 Sunnyside Lane in Atlantic. Andrea Ferrier in with us, as she always is, to let us know what's going on at the shelter. Welcome in, Andrea.
Thank you so much. It's nice to be here.
All right, and we do have some pets to talk about here this week. Not a ton of adoptable pets at the shelter, but there are a few.
Yeah, I'm glad to say that Murphy, the dog that we had for so long, he found a home.
Awesome.
So that's wonderful. Right now, we only have one adoptable dog at the shelter. His name is Sniper, and Sniper is a one-year-old German Shepherd. He's current on all of his shots, but Sniper has a very fearful personality. Now, that doesn't mean that he cannot be a great dog. It just means he's not going to be the perfect fit for everybody. He really needs someone who's patient, knowledgeable about dogs and training, and will have the time to work with him. Sniper's just kind of, you know, afraid of stuff, and that's not always a good thing. So we really would love to find Sniper a home with someone who understands dogs, loves dogs, and has the time, patience, and know-how to really bring out Sniper's full potential.
All right, so maybe someone that has that mindset and is ready for maybe getting someone assimilated well into their type of atmosphere might be a good situation there, where somebody matches up well in that case. We also have a couple of cats here to talk about, too.
We still have Sheba. Sheba's been at our shelter for longer than we'd like, but she is good company. We do really enjoy her, but we'd like somebody else to be able to enjoy her as well. She's that gray, Russian blue kind of colored. She's just really, really sweet. She's not really fond of other cats, so she'd prefer to be an only cat, but she's got a lot of love to give, and she's just a real sweetheart and real low maintenance. She's not going to demand a lot from anybody, so Sheba would be a great fit. We also have Callie. Callie's new at the shelter. She's actually front declawed. I know that that's sometimes something that interests people if they're looking for a cat. That'd be a great plus, not something you'd have to do. She's already had that done. She is a calico, kind of white and cream and black and, you know, orange, all the colors that the calicos have. She is spunky and energetic and loves to play. She's just a goofball. She's got a great personality. So Sheba, a little more calm and laid back. Callie, you know, playful and energetic. Surely somebody needs to come adopt one of these cats, both of these cats. It'd be a great fit.
There you go. Got to match up in personalities some way or another. If people are different, animals are different, there's going to be a match somewhere along the way.
Somebody needs these cats in their home. That's right.
All right, and we also do have one that was picked up that maybe still kind of looking for those owners possibility that happens sometimes. You lose a pet, they're going to end up at the shelter and might need to hook up there again as an owner.
Yeah, and we do want people to spread the word. We hope you'll let your friends know. We have two animals on the 7-day hold. When we receive them, we put them on a 7-day hold. Zoe is a stray female cat. She's a long-haired tiger stripe. She's a big cat. She's a big girl, and she's a beautiful big cat with a great personality. I just know she's somebody's beloved pet, so we hope somebody comes and gets Zoe. Then we also do have a male Weimaraner dog that was brought in as a stray, so he's been found, and boy, he's beautiful. I mean, he's a really, really good-looking dog, so we know he must be somebody's, you know, pal, so we're hoping we can find out who. If you know a friend of yours who's lost a cat or a dog, please let them know about it, too, because we want these animals to find their homes again.
All right. Always good to get that word out. And then, of course, make sure you're keeping that in presence of mind. Stop down to the shelter if you do lose a pet. That's a likely place they could end up, or at least a likely place where word's going to travel all around. So stop down and see them. If folks are going to go to the shelter and check out some of the animals that they can adopt currently, where do they need to go?
We are located on the corner of Sunnyside and 2nd on the northwest edge of town with the wastewater treatment plant. The hours are Monday through Friday from 2:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays from 8 to noon.
All right, and they can always call as well. 243-2287 is a telephone number, and they can find out information online oftentimes as well.
Yeah, you can go to petfinder.com and type in Atlantic zip code, or if you're active on Facebook, we're found at the Atlantic Animal Shelter.
All right, and we do want to kind of throw out there, too, this is going to be our last exchanging visit here for a while between myself and Andrea, because we're going to kind of slow things down a little bit here. The shelter tends to slow down during the winter months, not as many animals coming and going. We're still going to provide you information each week from the shelter about where you need to go, those types of things. And if we have special announcements to pass along to you about certain animals that are there or certain events maybe that are going on related to the shelter, we still will pass that information along along the same time that you always hear it here on KJN around 7:55 on Thursday mornings. And then once things start picking back up at the shelter again, we'll have Andrea back in to talk more about what's going on at the shelter. So that's what we can look forward to.
Absolutely. And I want to thank you, Chris. We've had some awesome conversations. Yeah. And I want to thank the listeners for welcoming me into their homes and businesses and cars. So I'm looking forward to being back in the springtime when our animal traffic picks back up.
We certainly appreciate your time. And I know folks appreciate hearing about the animals here when there's a lot to be heard from the shelter. So we appreciate your time as well.
Don't forget to stop on down to the shelter, even when things are slow this winter, and tell them you heard about the animals on KJAN.
That'll do it for Leash on Life.